Collins was now divesting himself of a sweater, and beneath it was another. Susanna's first impression had been of a stout old man who stopped just short of fat. Now she saw that a lot of what she'd taken for fat was nothing but padding. He wasn't as desperately scrawny as his old horse, but he was a long shout from stout. "Now, Stuttering Bill," the old man continued, removing the second sweater, "he be a robot. Cleans the house as well as keeping my generator running. And, of course, he's the one that does the plowing. When I first come here, he only stuttered once in a while. Now, it's every second or third word. What I'll do when he finally runs down, I don't know." To Susanna's ear, he sounded singularly unworried about it. "Maybe he'll get better now that the beam's working right again," she said.
"He might last a little longer, but I doubt like hell that he'll get any better," Joe said. "Machines don't heal the way living things do."
He'd finally reached his thermal undershirt, and here the strip-down stopped. Susanna was grateful. Looking at the somehow ghastly barrel of the horse's ribs, so close beneath the short gray fur, had been enough. She had no wish to see the master's as well.
"Off with your coats and your leggings," Joe said. "I'll get you eggnog or whatever else you'd like in a minute or two, but first I'd show you my living room, for it's my pride, so it is."
6. There was a rag rug on the living room floor that would have looked at home in Grandma Holmes's house, and a Lazy Boy recliner with a table beside it. The table was heaped with magazines, paperback books, a pair of spectacles, and a brown bottle containing God knew what sort of medicine. There was a television, although Susanna couldn't imagine what old Joe might possibly watch on it. Eddie and Jake would have recognized the VCR sitting on the shelf beneath. But what took all of Susanna's attention, and Roland's as well, was the photograph on one of the walls. It had been thumbtacked there slightly askew, in a casual fashion that seemed, to Susanna at least, almost sacrilegious. It was a photograph of the Dark Tower.